Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We learn our lessons. I think it's been a really interesting season, really demanding season. Being in Europe is made things harder, but in the same way, when you got a group of players like the one we have, that they are always wanting to improve, wanting to learn. I think now we got in a very good moment of the season with a lot of maturity in our play. But I think it's the realization that we could enjoy our football in the league. We had to win. It wasn't a case of hoping to do something important. I think 5 games ago we were facing a really tough challenge, and the way we reacted is I think an example of the character and the will and the determination we've got in the squad, and then all those aspects allows you to show the talent. I think we are in a good moment, and we're looking forward to see how we can get ourselves tested against one of the teams of the season so far in my eyes, when Manchester United, the second half of the season, has been really impressive, and I think we're going to get a good indication of where we are and how strong we are when we're facing Manchester United the weekend.
Well, very warm welcome from inside Goodison Park, where it's just over a year since Everton beat Manchester United here, a game that was to be David Moyes' last as United manager. Well, 12 months on, United are revived and pushing for Champions League football, while Everton have failed to scale the heights of last season, but nevertheless are looking to end the campaign on a high and extend their current unbeaten run of 5 matches. 2 changes made by the boss, Roberto Martinez, today from last week's win over Burnley. Morales and Kone are on the bench today, and Osman and Lukaku have returned from injury. Howard in goal, Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Baines across the back. Stones making his 50th appearance for Everton today. McCarthy and Barry in front of them. Lennon, Barkley and Osman behind Romelu Lukaku. Alongside Kone and Morales on the bench are Naismith, Besic, Garbutt, Alcaraz and Robles. United make 1 change from their defeat at Chelsea by 0-0 last weekend. Radamel Falcao is dropped to the bench, allowing Daley Blind to come back into the starting 11, so Wayne Rooney will move further forward and the United captain and former Everton man will play up front. But first, we are to have a minute's silence here at Goodison Park.
To a great Evertonian, Sir Philip Carter, served his beloved Everton with pride in the early the thoughts and prayers of everyone are with his remarkable wife, Lady Rita Carter, his children, Terence, Julian and Philippa. We will now observe 1 minute silence in memory of a true gentleman, an Everton man and an Everton giant. The period of silence will begin and end at the sound of the referee's whistle.
Silence in respect to the most successful chairman in the history of Everton Football Club, made life president at the age of 78, Sir Philip Carter, who sadly passed away on Thursday, aged 87. A man that you'll remember well, Graham.
Yeah, he was a wonderful man. Not a gentleman, you know, he's been Evertonian all his life. as you said, it was the most successful time in Everton's history, and he could easily have been like any other chairman and sacked the manager Howard Kendall, and there was calls for Howard Kendall's head, but he kept strong, kept faith in the manager, and it turned out to be the most successful side in the club's history. So, you know, there's a lesson there about a really, really thorough gentleman to be sadly missed.
We're underway at Goodison Park, Everton versus Manchester United, live for you on Radio City Sport. Everton have kicked off and they are attacking the Park End goal in the first half. Everton in the blue and white, of course, United wearing black shorts today, the red shirts of the Red Devils, managed, of course, now by Louis van Gaal, appointed after the dismissal of David Moyes following defeat here at Goodison Park last season. It proved to be the last game in charge of United for David Moyes. Well, Louis van Gaal has won two more games in the league than David Moyes had at this stage last season. Here's Fellaini in his first return to Goodison Park since his move to Old Trafford in September of 2013, getting a shot on goal which was blocked, and Everton have the ball with James McCarthy. Bright sunshine at Goodison Park as the ball is sent forward towards Lukaku, but collected by David De Gea.
Yeah, it was the right type of ball from Leighton Baines, just played into the channel.
Well, it should be a game with plenty of talking points. So many big names out there, former Everton players, Fellaini and Rooney.
Rooney playing up top, you know, his favourite position, I think. Yeah, that's his best position. Fellaini just in behind.
The game.
Valencia prepared to take on Leon Osman, something that Sharpie talked about in the build-up, attacks the Everton defence down that right-hand side, and Leighton Baines does the cover work and gets the challenge in the end.
Yeah, I just said that. I think that's maybe a weakness in the fact that Valencia does get himself in that situation. Got to go to falling asleep here. Going to take a quick one. Nope, yeah, they have.
Corner's played short by Manchester United. An opportunity for Mata now to put the ball into the penalty area. He does so, and it's headed away comfortably enough by Seamus Coleman. Away by Everton, and we're on the break here. Down the right, Coleman. Ball back in towards Lukaku, a break for McCarthy. McCarthy still has his
goal! Yes!
McCarthy for Everton with only 4 minutes on the clock. Coleman broke down the right. His ball was into the path of Lukaku, but it's found its way through to McCarthy, who stumbled into the penalty area, got the run of the ball on the way, and managed to divert it into the corner of David De Gea's net. And Everton have got the perfect start against Manchester United. They lead 1-0, and we haven't yet played 5 minutes.
Oh, what a great break. United are the majority of the possession, but all of a sudden, Evan Gottman, the break. Great ball in from Seamus Coleman. I thought James McCarthy had lost the opportunity. I thought he was going to hit it first time. He didn't. He got a little bit of luck with a little ricochet. 1-1 with De Gea, and he's pushed it under him. 1-0. What a great start from him. To be fair, it's poor, poor defending from Paddy McNair. As a centre-back, you've got to go and clear everything out there. He went in, dangled his foot. McCarthy won the tackle, went through him. 1-0 Everton. Great start to the game.
Here's Coleman for John Stones. Landmark for him today with appearance number 50 in the blue jersey. Everton have lost the ball, and Fellaini spurned the opportunity after Everton overplayed just outside their own penalty area. Everton are complaining that they should have had a free kick, but Fellaini was allowed to advance to the edge of the box. That's a clear chance, which he's lifted over the crossbar.
Well, to be fair, John Stones has played a ball to Gareth Barry, and it's really, Gareth Barry can't do an awful lot. It's fizzed at him. The ball eventually falls to Fellaini. He'll be disappointed. Leaning back, shot over the bar. But I tell you what, Gareth Barry's been given a ball there from John Stones that Messi would have struggled to put to get under control.
Indeed. Barry for Ross Barkley, who tries to flick it round the corner. He's fouled by Fellaini. And now the yellow card is produced to the delight of 30-odd thousand Evertonians inside Goodison. Fellaini sees yellow.
Well, speaking to people earlier on, Alan, before the game, and we're just talking about Fellaini, and I thought he's going to be a threat to us. And some of the people I spoke to said, yeah, but he's every chance of getting sent off as well. You know, so well, he's got to walk a tightrope now. What, 11 minutes gone, and he's got a yellow card. his name already. Free kick. Lukaku fancies this. 35 yards out.
It's a long way out, this crane, to beat a goalkeeper of David De Gea's quality. This will be some strike if he can get it on target, really, to test De Gea. But Lukaku is over the ball, and he's not a lad short of confidence, is he?
No.
The wall positioned a couple of yards outside the D, giving you a good indication of how far this is from goal. Down goes the spray. Lukaku over the ball, along with Phil Jagielka. It's going to be Lukaku to drill it towards goal. It's blocked by Osman and then played towards goal in the form of a shot, but it was simply straight at goalkeeper De Gea.
Yeah, he was unlucky, Osman. The ball just driven at him. His first touch is good. He just works it onto his left foot. And just not enough power to beat De Gea. Comfortable save for De Gea.
Here's Fellaini holding off the challenge of Gareth Barry, trying to get the ball for Daley Blind. He does so. Now Wayne Rooney. Fellaini again out to the left for Ashley Young. Young taking on Coleman, putting a ball into the box for Fellaini, who's cut it back here, edge of the penalty area. Daley Blind shot straight at goalkeeper Tim Howard, who was right behind it and managed to ensure that nobody could pick up the scraps.
Yeah, it's a good move from Manchester United down the left hand side. Too easy from an Everton supporter here. It's too easy, they're just carving their way through. Ball eventually falls edge of the box. Good strike, comfortable save, Tim Howard.
Now Luke Shaw, another costly acquisition, getting a 1-2 with Rooney, advancing into the penalty area. Howard comes to block, makes the block, now gets back in position. Young puts it back into the danger zone, and Gareth Barry is there to clear. Pressure from United.
Yeah, it's too easy again down the left-hand side. Seamus Coleman done for pace by Luke Shaw. Good save from Tim Howard.
Here's Fellaini down the right. He's fouled just outside the penalty box and 5 yards outside the right edge of the penalty area.
Yeah, just knock on the door a bit, United.
Free kick, and Smalling making his way forward into the 18-yard box for this free kick, which Ashley Young has gone over to take from the United right. So Everton leave Aaron Lennon just up towards the halfway line, and United have four or five players in or around the 18-yard box, and Tim Howard has just formed a two-man wall inside the penalty area.
Matt will take this, won't he? Just whip this in.
You would think so, with his left foot.
Fellaini on the back with Stones.
Young leaves it for Mata. Left-footed delivery into the penalty, headed down by Smalling, straight at goalkeeper Tim Howard. Right place for Howard to make the save. And Howard has bowled the ball out, only onto the head of Smalling, and United now have possession again inside the Everton half.
Yeah, that's worrying from Roberto Martinez. It was a free header.
Yeah.
From Smalling. Can't afford to do that.
Baines forced to retreat, but then can turn back towards the United goal, and he's got a ball into Osman. He's continued his run. Osman couldn't return the ball to Baines, who'd found space inside the United box. Here's Gareth Barry now. He lifts one into the penalty area. It's over Lukaku. It's headed away by Luke Shaw, and it's flicked back by Ross Barkley into the path of McCarthy, and now Coleman. Coleman for Lukaku. Lukaku turns on his left foot, can hit one here, straight at the goalkeeper David De Gea, but Lukaku likes those sort of opportunities to turn onto his left foot and shoot.
Well, exactly, but the number of times the ball's been played into him, every time the ball's played into him, his touch has been good, so his confidence is up. Get it into him on the edge of the box.
And it's Everton 1, Manchester United 0, as Lennon plays a good ball forward, and it's found Seamus Coleman. Lukaku's in the penalty area, it doesn't reach him. Smalling's in the way to divert it over the crossbar and behind the corner.
That's how easy it is out. You know, we're talking about United all the fit out of possession and going forward. I think when they do that, they leave themselves exposed.
Good ball from Lennon.
Yeah, great ball from Lennon, but if we can get ourselves in those positions, you know, we'll cause them problems.
Corner, Everton leading 1-0. Can they get a second here? Corner which Leighton Baines will take from the right-hand side. Lennon's come short, but he's been tracked by Juan Mata. So Baines will deliver into the penalty area. He does so near post, and United have to head behind for another Everton
Fellaini
corner.
Yeah, Fellaini with the header. was Leon Osmond coming across him, trying to get a diving header.
Corner which Baines again will take. Baines into the penalty area, near post again. It'll be a third quarter in succession for Everton after Rooney heads behind.
Yeah, good quality from Leighton Baines into that dangerous area. There's Gareth Barry on this occasion trying to get across Rooney.
Yeah, got a real whip on the ball into the penalty area from these corners, has Leighton Baines. Let's see what he does on this occasion. Lennon again is staying short, but he's just pulled one matter with him once more. Baines goes near post again.
No!
Oh, John Stones, yes! Everton! The youngster on his 50th appearance for the club has headed home his first goal for the club. What a moment for John Stones. Everton 2, United 0. And it's a memorable moment indeed for the young England international. Baines with the corner and Stones with a wonderful header into the top corner of the net. United couldn't keep it out. 2-0.
Unbelievable. What a quality corner yet again from Leighton Baines. John Stones, fantastic run, and it's just a flick header in at the back post. I think United defender, don't know who it was, but it was Valencia. Couldn't, just got the top of his head on, so off the underside the crossbar and behind. 2-0 Everton.
Oh, what a day for 20-year-old John Stones. Appearance number 50, goal number one in the Everton jersey.
Falcao's doing a rigorous warm-up, whether he's going to come on at half-time. Oh, he's in!
Oh, Lukaku's flicked the ball into the path of Lennon. Lennon's played a square for Barkley, who's hit it first time over the crossbar. An Everton break again after a United mistake, and Lennon fed it for Barkley. First time shot, always rising.
Yeah, there's an opportunity. You know, United go to sleep. Lennon's alive, picks out Ross Barkley. Hope he's done the right thing. I don't think he could take two touches here. He's trying to just whip it. You know, pass the goalkeeper. Just too much height on it.
Yeah. Mata who plays it forward to the halfway line. Everton have got the ball back immediately. Again, there's complaints from Manchester United, who retrieve possession themselves with Juan Mata. I think they need to concentrate on their play rather than complaints.
I think he's got to concentrate on his watch here, Andrew Maddener, doesn't he?
Bang on a minute, yeah, that's it, half-time at Goodison Park. And the scoreline is a very, very satisfactory one from the Everton perspective, leading by 2-0 at the break, thanks to James McCarthy's strike on 4 minutes. And John Stones with his first goal for the club 10 minutes before half time. There's an awful long way to go in this game yet, but my word, Everton leading United by 2-0 at the break. As I said in commentary, many of the fans would certainly have taken that before kickoff.
All day long, you know, and 2-0. You know, you said the stacks will be there, and you know, they're well ahead in terms of possession, but not really troubled somehow. It had a couple of opportunities, timid, comfortable saves, but I just think the way that they're playing, the push and form, they haven't got it spot on tactically, allowing them loads of possession, and then when we do hit it, hit them in the break, we're causing them problems. Get the two goals. You know, Bartley could have maybe had another one, but great to see James McCarthy on the score sheet. First one, we're off to a great start, and then the second one, a fantastic header from a set piece. Leighton Baines' delivery has been good. John Stones a great header, but overall, I think the manager set the team up spot on, you know, in terms of they've worked extremely hard. Gareth Barry, James McCarthy, winning balls in midfield, trying to get it onto Bartley, hit them on the break, Lennon with his pace. So, all in all, I think the manager will be absolutely delighted the way the first half panned out. Second half, it'll be much the same. United pressing, and with them doing that, they'll leave themselves exposed at the back. A little bit of, you know, hesitancy between the goalkeeper and the centre-back. I just still think that Everton, you know, if they still compete and defend at the right areas, they will get chances in the second half. The more frustrated United will have. Falcao was doing a warm-up there. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on at half-time. They need to get back in the game. They need to get back in the game quickly. But what we've got to do is we can't afford to say will settle for that. We've got to still say, listen, the game's still there to be won. We've got to make sure United will come out second half and they'll put pressure on us, but hopefully we can defend the way we have done in the first half and hit them on the break again.
Yeah, the first 10-15 minutes are going to be very important, Graham, to start the second
half. How many times have we said it? Next goal's important. Well, they get it, they will grow in confidence. We get it, probably say game over, you know, but you'd expect a big reaction from Man United. No, listen, Van Gaal will say, well, we've lost it in terms of possession, but how many times have we said that the most important start is what the scoreboard says, and it's 2-0 to Evan. The manager will be delighted with the lads. I thought the lads' effort and commitment and working to the game plan has been spot on. Yeah, they've had a few chances at United at times, but they've got good players, and they will do. But overall, I think the manager will be absolutely delighted.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
How about that? Perfect timing on Radio City Sport. That was the referee's whistle you heard, which gets us underway for the second half at Goodison Park. Everton leading by 2-0. There has been a change, Graham. United have brought on Radamel Falcao.
Yeah, he is, for Marouane Fellaini, which is a surprise. Just interesting here, Joel Robles is warming up here at the side here. Tim Howard struggling with an injury. I know he made a save. Oh, telegraph.
United picking up the ball from an Everton mistake, but Rooney back-heeling it. And it deflects for Juan Mata to find Rooney again on that right-hand side. Rooney looking to put a ball into the penalty area, blocked by Baines. Corner United, opening minute.
Yeah, Falcao, you know, just thinking Joel Robles warming up, that's very strange. Just think, Howard took a knock in the first half when he blocked at the feet of one of the United players. So this will be an interesting one. But first and foremost, we've got to defend this corner.
Yeah, corner United, with Everton leading by 2-0. Corner which Ashley Young is going to take on the right-hand side for Manchester United. Right-footed delivery into the penalty area, headed down by Smalling. Breaks here for Rooney. That's a great save from Tim Howard, who was quickly at the feet of the former Everton player.
Fantastic save from Tim. We seem to go to sleep. Rooney inside the six-yard, but turned.
Had space.
It's a great block from Tim Howard.
Yeah. He was there quickly to block from Rooney on the six-yard box. Valencia gets the ball back and launches it forward. Jagielka's there. Falcao didn't seem to be going for that ball, more just launching himself at the man. Jagielka has every right to complain, I think. Everton have got a throw in.
The linesman's sitting there watching that. It's right in front of him.
Yeah, Roberto Martinez is letting the linesman know exactly that. Rightly so. Baines with the throw. He's found Lukaku. Lukaku takes on Smalling. Lukaku drills it across goal. Lennon can't get a touch. And Coleman struggles to keep it in on the far side.
By the way, we talk about Valencia being like really strong. Lukaku's knocked him off the ball there.
And then waltzed past Smalling.
Great strength from Lukaku.
I'd like to see more of that. Well, Everton are on a sortie forward here with Ross Barkley. Barkley to the edge of the penalty. He's got a shot in on goal, but he slipped in the process and it was a simple take for De Gea.
But I tell you what, this has been Ross's best game for a long, long time. You know, he's looked really lively, good in possession.
Well, there's a good ball from Di Maria for Falcao, who tries to just lob a header over goalkeeper Tim Howard. But Howard was able to backtrack and take the ball under his crossbar.
Yeah, I just thought Ross Barkley just the wrong option again. I thought if they'd have played the ball quicker to Lukaku. United defenders right on the halfway line.
Herrera on the ball and turning full circle, using Ashley Young. Then Di Maria can't return the ball to Young. Everton can move it forward towards Lukaku via Morales. Now Barkley, he's offside here, Lukaku.
No, he's not.
He's let the ball run for Morales. It's a great leave, and Morales can finish it off. Has finished Manchester United off. Oh, Lukaku was offside. Morales wasn't. He took it in his stride. He advanced to the penalty area. He gave De Gea the eyes and he slotted it to the other side of David De Gea into the Gladys Street net. And Everton lead United by 3-0. And for the third successive season, Everton are going to beat United at Goodison Park.
Well, I'll tell you what, United back four all over the place. Lukaku was offside, but he hasn't got interfered. And Morales, credit to Morales, he's kept up with it. And I tell you what, from Morales. 3-0. And as you said before, Al, it doesn't matter how much possession you get the opportunities, you've got to take them. Good finish, Morales.
Well, would you have put money on this scoreline? Everton 3, Manchester United 0. United looking to respond. The noise you can hear is from the Evertonians, understandably so. Here's Morales, scorer of the Everton third, towards the penalty area. He's going to get a shot in on goal! Brilliant save by David De Gea, but wonderful work by Kevin Morales, who worked the opening all by himself and wrapped it. Brilliant right-footed shot, which was arrowing its way towards the top corner before De Gea's intervention.
What a strike, what a run from Morales. And it's going, but it's just gone over the top. I'm not sure he can't take any chances. It's a fingertip stop from the goalkeeper. Again, many years ago, Albert beat United here 5-0. Some fans have speak to me before,
Graham,
they want another five, and I was like, behave yourself. But I tell you what, that gone in, yeah. Maybe, just maybe.
I think you played your part in that one, Graham.
I managed to get a goal out. They have the sub before the corner. Nope, Van Persie ready to come on for United.
Baines with the corner, swung high, heads go up, and United battered away with Falcao inside his own six-yard box to the halfway line, where Coleman awaits for Everton and manages to find Ross Barkley. And the ball is back with Smalling, who plays it to the halfway line. Everton 3, Manchester United 0. Yes, Everton 3, Manchester United 0. For the third successive season, Everton have dispatched the Red Devils at Goodison Park with some aplomb. Two first half goals from McCarthy and Stones, added to in the second, 16 minutes from time, by Kevin Morales, who simply put the seal on a wonderful Everton performance. They might have allowed Manchester United the better of the possession. They certainly enjoyed more of the ball, United, but what they did with it, well, Everton certainly ensured that it wasn't enough, because Everton defended stoutly. From back to front, Everton's work rate was exceptional today. The game plan from Roberto Martinez has worked to absolute perfection, and Everton have lifted themselves into the top half of the Premier League table. A victory that takes them above Palace and West Ham today into 10th place. It's win number 11 of the Premier League season. And for Manchester United, it's a little dent in their Champions League aspirations. But for all the Evertonians inside Goodison Park, they leave today absolutely delighted that the Blues have extended their unbeaten run to 6 Premier League games. That is 5 wins now and 1 draw from those 6 games. Everton are finishing the season in fine form.
They are, Alan, a good run of form. That's probably, for me, been probably the best performance in the season. Not in terms of, like, you know, great football, but I think great organisation and a really disciplined performance. You know, got behind the ball, made it difficult for Manchester United to play through them, and really, really competed well. You know, fantastic performances all over the pitch. You know, and yeah, listen, the stats will tell a different tale. The stats will tell that United most of possession, but didn't really hurt us, didn't really threaten him. There were a couple of shots that you'd expect him to save. You know, probably one in the second half, early in the second half, and from Rooney, which is maybe one is a game, because if they score there 2-1, you'd expect them to come at us, but Tim makes a good save. So overall, I think the lads have done really, really, really well, and it's been a fantastic team performance. And to pick a man of the match is really difficult, because every single one of them was outstanding. We're outstanding, and it's great. Best performance of the season in terms of discipline and everybody at it. And you know, once you get an early goal, don't get me wrong, it settles you down a little bit, but you've still got to fight for that. And you know, they didn't allow them. The work rate of the two players in midfield, Barry and McCarthy in particular, was outstanding. And it was back to last season. It was back to last season. And on the break, we looked threatening with the pace of Lennon down the right-hand side. Obviously, Morales coming on as well, scoring the goal. So overall, I don't think the manager can have any complaints whatsoever. And it's the best performance I've seen, you know, for a long time.
It's great to hear you say that. Every single player outstanding today, and
every one of them. Ross Bartley had his best game for a long time as well, and great to see that involved as well in most good things. And I just thought on the break we looked far more incisive than what we have done in the last. We looked a threat in that final third today. We haven't really done that all season. So, you know, great performance, and really thoroughly deserved 3 points. And United can see, you know, what they want and possession stats and everything else, but the main stat that matters is scoring the goals, and 3 goals against Manchester United at home and a clean sheet as well. All credit to the players.
Yeah, and let's take into account as well the quality of the opposition, because United have been on an exceptional run of late, barring that defeat at Chelsea last weekend.
Well, they go to Liverpool and win 2-0, you know, and you know, all of a sudden they're talking about this as a Manchester United. You know, Van Gaal's gotten them back to playing the way that they're used to seeing, and to be fair to the United faithful, they stuck with them, but no, disappointing, you know, with all that money spent and all the players. I just thought too many of them just accepted it. You know, there was no drive in there. Rooney was quiet. Van Persie came on, never actually got a kick of the ball, never actually got a touch of the ball. Falcao came on, wasn't a threat, you know, coming deep for the ball. So I thought that was down to Everton and the way they set up and the way that they got behind the ball, the way they worked in midfield, didn't give them time, put them under pressure. So I thought all in all it was really, really top performance from the boys today. Yeah. Outstanding.
And a word on the clean sheet, because that's 4 home victories with a clean sheet, Graham.
Well, clean sheet again.
4 successive home victories.
And all credit to the goalkeeper. I thought John Stones was excellent again. He's reading the game, and alongside Phil Jagielka, a really defensive performance, and you know, through their bodies in the line and block shots. You know, that's what you need. You know, and a clean sheet again is, you know, they've had so much criticism this year, especially at the beginning of the season, about, you know, they can't defend and it's this and it's that. But they all suck. I thought Leighton Baines had his best game for a while as well, full of energy, back and forward. So, really, really, really good performance. Coming here, early kick-off on a Sunday, you're thinking, well, the results yesterday, we're playing catch again. That is a massive result for us. A good result for Liverpool as well in the chase for Champions League spot.
They dropped points yesterday.
That's a massive result for us. And listen, and we talk about how disappointing it's been this season. And I know it's not, you know, what we want, but if we can get in that top 10, especially with the start of the season we had, where there's a couple of weeks ago.
We are 10th now.
Well, yeah, but until the end of the season, if we can get into 8th or something like that, it'd be fantastic. Yeah. And you're looking at it now and you're thinking, considering the start of the season we had, and everybody a few weeks ago looking at the table and thinking, myself included, this is going to be one hell of a scrap. We've gone on a run of games now, which you've got to take your hat off to the manager. You've had a lot of criticism, but you take your hat off to the manager. Performance today, they'll all be singing from the rooftops.
Yeah, on the form table, which normally goes on the last 6 games, Everton top.
Near the top, so, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 5 wins and a draw. Yeah. Right, you've had enough time to think about it now, Graham. Motor Range man of the match.
I honestly, this is the hardest one I've had. I talked about Stones in there.
We're on air till 4 o'clock. If you want another 10 minutes or so to think.
I'll have to make a show. I have to give it to James McCarthy. And it was shading it with Gareth Barry and John Stones. I thought James McCarthy, energy levels. Scored the first goal as well, James.
Yeah.
Brilliant to see him on the score sheet. I've got to give it to him. Motor Range man of the match, James McCarthy. I thought it was fabulous, as they all were. So if you were asking me, really, Al, I'd probably say the whole team.
Yeah.
But I've got to pick one. I'd say James McCarthy. Post-match.
If you look at the scoreline, sometimes you can look at scorelines and you see key moments in games to make that difference. I think today the three goal lead, the clean sheet, it was well deserved, and we were fantastic in every department. We had to defend really well. Everything that we wanted to do, we did it with perfection. I thought the concentration, the defensive intensity was magnificent. Then the threat that we carried every time we were going forward was very dynamic. Overall, a complete performance, and I hope in a very difficult season the players can get a lot of credit out of this display, because they deserve it.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.